Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from the New York Post. There are conflicting opinions on how often a person should wash their hair.
Oh.
And two experts are setting the record straight. And again, this is from the Post in New York. Considering NYC is in the dog days of summer, so are we, and pollen is still floating around in the air, Dr. Pallavi Bradshaw with AXA Health Insurance tells the Daily Mail that people should be washing their hair every single day.
No!
Before you fret, claiming that sudsing up daily is bad for your hair, Bradshaw has good reason for his claim, Dr. Bradshaw does. If you're someone who suffers from pollen allergies, which is still present in the summer, not just the spring, Dr. Bradshaw said to shower daily using warm water rather than hot to avoid drying out the skin and, where possible, use hypoallergenic soaps or shampoos.
No. I have dry shampoo. Do you want to guess how often I wash my hair?
What is dry shampoo? What does that mean?
It's
Oh, you mean
you
it's
spray
a spray.
It in and you...
You don't, like, get in the shower?
Nope. If you're a man and you want to wash your hair every single day, absolutely knock yourself out.
I do.
Do you know what a PIA that is for women with decent length hair? You have to wash it. The drying takes forever. Yesterday, this is a true story, on my way into work, it had been a couple days. I golfed. I had to wash my hair. There was no getting around it. I drove with the windows down and the air conditioner on full blast and tried to, like, air dry it.
But when you washed it, did you dry wash it or wet wash it?
I wet washed it. Okay. But it's a gigantic pain. It's a time sucker. And so I wash my hair every 3 to 4 days.
Like wash.
Wash.
And
three
you
to,
dry
every
wash.
3 to 4 days. Now, if I'm out 2 or 3 full days in a row, gardening, sweating, maybe golfing, something like that, then it's more often than that because it just gets greasy and gross. But if I'm just living my life, running errands, coming to work, 3 to 4 days.
Sam?
You really want to know the truth?
I don't think you wash your hair very much.
I don't know the last time I used shampoo.
What do you do when you get in the shower?
All right, Matthew water. McConaughey.
I put water in my hair.
You just wet it down?
Sometimes conditioner. But
okay,
usually
well,
just
conditioner
water.
Conditioner gets it kind of slimy and clean.
If I were to use shampoo every single day, I would have a full-blown afro. I need the natural oils in my hair to maintain the curls.
Yeah.
I would have to oil my hair every single day.
Okay.
I'm not going to make fun of you. You do you.
I got some luscious locks.
You do have some luscious locks.
Do you use deodorant?
I do.
So you're not a full-blown Matthew McConaughey?
No, I use deodorant.
Okay.
I don't use, like, antiperspirant. I just use
deodorant.
Regular old deodorant.
Okay.
Antiperspirant's really bad for you.
By the way, I've made the switch away from Axe. You'll be very proud. Now, I do still have one
can. Because you're not 12?
No, but I do still have one can of Axe in my backpack. And I'm about to use it because for some reason my underarm is itching like crazy right now.
Yeah, during the break, he was like, my underarm itches.
It's really itching.
We're falling apart in real time in this studio.
So I made the switch to Dove for Men.
Oh, Dove for Men. Mm-hmm. We're a Sasquatch family. Have you seen the Sasquatch out there? It's
really good. Dr. Squatch, big fan.
Yeah, the salt and cedar. Very good. Very manly. Love it.
Okay.
All right, can we talk about this neighbor? Oh, my gosh. And Sam, if there's audio, I want to hear it. A nightmare neighbor who looks like something out of a horror movie.
She's not that ugly.
On Ring doorbell, she looks like an extra on the set of the horror film The Ring. Nightmare neighbor who terrorized couple through their Ring doorbell gets 3 years in jail. Nightmare neighbor who terrorized a couple living above her through their Ring doorbell camera has been jailed for more than 3 years. 52-year-old Drina Gray harassed victims Ben and Emma, who do not want to give their surnames, quote, morning, noon, and night, according to a judge. Ben, who is 32, bought his first flat in Southwest London in 2022. When Gray moved into the flat below, his life changed. After reporting her for kicking her own dog, which he says he caught on tape, it was on surveillance, Gray launched into a, quote, relentless campaign that made Ben and his partner Emma prisoners in their own home. In the months that followed, she smashed two Ring doorbells in less than a year, issued regular chilling threats via cameras, and took her dog and let him defecate on the couple's doorstep.
What's her problem?
Countless disturbing videos captured by Ben's cameras show Gray shouting, swearing, and threatening him.
And she is a naturally creepy person.
You know how in the Ring doorbell, I was talking to Scott about this during the break, like your eyes look raccoonish, like
yeah.
with the light in the mm-hmm. pupils because mm-hmm. it's black and white. That makes it so much scarier. Quoting here from the judge, you made the lives of your neighbors hell. Despite orders being obtained to prevent you from behaving in the way you did, you continued your campaign. It may well be that you were under the influence of alcohol, but that is not an excuse. It's an aggravation. It's no consolation, he said, at all to the people you were threatening with extreme violence. And she harassed them over a period of 6 months, by the way. I don't know how for your mental health you could sustain a six-month campaign with a crazy person living below you that was assaulting you verbally on your Ring doorbell. I think most people, like 3 weeks, 5 weeks, you start seeking a protective order, which I think they did.
You'd go 3 to 5 weeks?
Man.
I'd go 3 to 5 days.
I think in the beginning, wouldn't you think maybe if we just
ignore it,
it'll go away. Let's not, I don't want to do anything to poke the bear because the bear's crazy.
No.
Can we play any of the videos, Sam? Are they obscene?
The video, it's not. The videos tied to the story are totally random.
Okay.
Well, she's going to prison for 3 years.
And she is creepy looking.
Yeah, I know it.
She does. Her mugshot fits the profile you would think. It's very stereotypical. Yes.
But why is she kicking her dog?
Because she's crazy, Sam. That's what crazy people do. They kick dogs and then they make the dog poop on your front porch.
Isn't that sad that had he not reported the animal abuse, maybe none of this would have happened? But he did the right thing I caught her on tape.
I think she also got pinned for beating the dog, didn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if this audience is as large as I think it is, I guarantee you there are countless people.
Describe.
Drunk,
oh my gosh.
Late at night, her eyes are droopy. She looks like she's intoxicated.
She's pointing her finger into the camera. She leans all the way into the camera of the Ring doorbell, so all you see is her nose. But it's in this creepy black and white.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it looks like something out of a horror movie.
A little too close, there, lady.
Is it in the British? Sam, I'm going to send you this link to see if it's bleeped out because I want to hear what she sounds like.
She sounds like what she looks like. Crazy.
Red rum.
Yes, that at least, okay.
Red rum.
Because we don't have audio in the studio for all the obvious reasons. Like the other day when I pulled up one of Carrie's voicemails and she dropped a word that we can't have on the radio. There's just no audio in here on our computers. But it's even creepier when you're just watching her lips move in the Ring doorbell. Because in my mind, Sam, she was saying, red rum.
Okay, all right.
And then you said that.
Oh, she sounds exactly like, okay, let me make sure this is clean real
quick. Make sure it's clean. I want to hear her. Those raccoon crazy eyes. Oh, God.
I mean, back to what I was saying. There are countless people in their cars right now saying, I know exactly what that couple was going through, Ben and Emma.
Because
I've got a neighbor just like that, who's just
and
on
Scott,
this side of crazy.
It's not trespassing if you live in a sprawling apartment complex and the hallways are common areas.
Sunshine.
Oh my gosh!
Carry on, sunshine.
Carry on, sunshine.
Carry on, sunshine.
That sounds like somebody who smokes about 4 packs a day.
She does begin using profanity shortly after this. Well, I'm stopping at Carry
Tell me
on
what
Sunshine.
She says, though, in that grovelly, creepy voice.
You can't really tell other than the F-bombs.
So, you're right. That's
Carry on, Sunshine.
Okay.
Okay, Drina.
Carry on, Sunshine.
All right, Drina. We got you.
He says, by the way, the guy who lived there, he lost his job because he couldn't sleep. He has been abused, physically threatened that he would be shot, stabbed, and have our knees broken if we left the house.
Yeah, there's some crimes.
He says he now lives in, quote, a constant state of fear.
Carry on, Sunshine.
Okay, I don't need to hear that ever again.
You don't ever need to hear that again?
He does say the dog barks all the time. There's music downstairs
Carry
shouting.
On, Sunshine.
And, quote, vacuuming all through the night.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to be clean.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right, the telephone number is 913-586-7798. We're talking about Drina Gray.
Carry on, Sunshine.
Oh, God, I don't like that. Find something else, Sam, that doesn't have a bad word in it.
That's the point. We can't.
Yeah, the rest are just something I can't hear, bleep, something I can't hear.
Oh.
But this is going to be prominently featured on the Dana and Parks.
Oh,
program.
No.
Carry on, Sunshine.
you have a lighter.
I did say to Scott during the break, Sam, I go, and we did not know she smoked, and we did not know what her voice sounded like. I looked at Scott and I go, this is why you don't smoke cigarettes. And I turned the camera to her mugshot. I said, she is 1 year older than I am. Mm-hmm. And in her mugshot, she looks 70.
Well, I bet if she had any advice for you, Dana, it would probably be something akin to...
Carry on, Sunshine.
Dolores in Kansas City. Hello, Dolores.
Hello.
Hi.
So I've got a neighbor. 15 years I've been dealing with this. She has threatened to shoot my husband. She's threatened to shoot me. She's actually driven her car pointedly at my husband when he's been walking. She's made threats against my child.
Oh.
How close do you live to this individual?
Townhome. We share a wall.
Oh, no.
Don't name her, but how did this start?
I was out walking my dog one day, and she pulled up into the neighborhood and said she wanted to talk to me, and it blew up from there. She got mad because I was walking on shared community property that she claims is her own.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
I've gone. Yes, that's it.
And you've gone to who with complaints?
I have gone to the local police department numerous times. There's nothing that they can do. It is considered a dispute between homeowners. So it'd be like you going to the police and saying, my neighbor mowed 2 inches into my yard.
But Dolores, at the point she is threatening.
That's a crime.
Your life or his life. That's assault. That's a crime.
So you would think, but not according to the local police department. There's nothing they can do.
And do you own the townhome?
Yes, sir, I do.
And she does as well, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, Dolores, I am so sorry. That's even scarier because you guys share a wall.
Yes. And the vacuuming at all hours, 3 a.m., vacuuming, banging on the walls.
She'll bang on the walls?
She's called the police on me because I'm white.
Okay. She called the police on you because you're white?
Yes.
Is that a crime?
Apparently. Well, not according to police, it's not. So, hey, we're all good, right?
Oh, I am so sorry, Dolores. You have to, like, see her when you're going to work. I mean, you guys probably have a shared driveway space, do you?
Correct. I have to see her all the time. If her garage door opens, we go inside. It's outright crazy.
Have you thought about just selling, Dolores, for your mental health, just selling your property?
We have. But
why don't you?
She makes an appearance when real estate agents come out.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a hindrance.
Oh, I am, Dolores, I don't know what to tell you. I am so sorry.
Just got to grin and bear it at this point, so.
Well.
Good luck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good luck to you.
Okay, well, have fun.
Okay, you too.
Carry on, sunshine. Is there a crazy lady that lives at CCL?
Mm-mm.
Text line is talking about it as if there is a very prominent homeowner who happens to live near.
No, don't say the whole.
I won't.
I do not know.
Okay.
Of anyone that used to live there that might be crazy. That was delightful.
What, just write it on the back here. What hole did you live near?
At
the club. Because I'm wondering if this might be.
Maybe
they're saying it's Dana.
Okay. Okay.
That's exactly what they're saying.
No, it was. It's not that hole.
Not that hole.
No.
It's hilarious.
So you're safe.
Woo! Yeah! I don't know. All kidding aside, the beating down, come up with a different word. The daily mental health, you would be exhausted. Mm-hmm. You are running at that point on cortisol, on adrenaline, and on anxiety when it's someone that shares a wall.
Yeah, and I didn't want to say this to Dolores, but I was thinking it because if I lived for 15 years next to that crazy McCrazy, in the deep recesses of your mind, you're hoping they have a heart attack. And there's nobody to call 911.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there, but I think quietly you probably,
it's a dangerous playground up here.
Yeah.
Really quickly, if you are out and about driving, apparently the places just north of the radio station here are getting absolutely pounded.
Okay, so let's talk about it really quick.
Now. It's real quick, though, because T said it came through and went in a minute.
Round two is coming, Scott.
We just got a call from somebody who said they're in the Northland, just on the Missouri side. They said that they haven't heard anything about severe weather.
This line is enormous. It stretches all the way up to Bethany and then all the way down south and west to Ottawa, Osage City. And it is a gigantic string bean. Look at that, Scott. So it's thin. But think about the slash that you would put for a no sign, the slash. The diagonal. That is what this is. And it's red and it's angry. And it is just now entering the 435 loop.
Backslash is what we're thinking.
Yeah. It's a big old backslash. Gladstone, you're seeing it right now. Farrellview, Smithville, Parkville. But it's coming. Shawnee, Overland Park. Olathe, you're on the very south end of it.
Somebody says, we're in DeSoto. We're getting hammered right now.
Yep.
And I think they mean by rain.
No, DeSoto. Really? And here's the other deal. There's a lot of lightning with this.
I'm in KCK near 635. We are getting our blanks kicked by this storm.
Yep, it just went through Lawrence, Tongi.
The caller said that the visibility is basically zero. People are pulled over to the side of the road.
Do not clog the overpass. Under the overpass.
Up by the airport, getting slammed for the second time.
Plattsburgh.
Zero visibility, tons of lightning.
God. We always have to say it every single time.
Parkville and Weatherby Lake.
So do your lights.
So are your headlights.
Ooh, look at that. Baser, you're seeing some of it. Gardner, DeSoto. And then there's a line that just went through Lawrence. It's going to keep on coming. It's going northeast, right toward that... toward the 435.
Look at meteorologist Dana Wright getting all excited.
I like my little radar app. I get that little radar. This is one of the only apps I pay for. And by the way, Mound City, why does that say Oregon?
Because you're looking at the wrong map.
No, Skidmore. Skidmore. Is there an Oregon, Kansas, Missouri?
We just literally gave out the entire forecast for mid-Oregon.
No, this is in... It's way north, like Mound City. It says Skidmore, Maryville.
If you go further east, this is the area where they're trying to join Idaho. And they are getting absolutely rained on right now.
By Maryville, it says Oregon.
Yeah, and Boise. No.
Zoom in, you can see the blue football field.
Ish. Skidmore's where that murder happened that no one ever saw nothing.
Oh, they saw something.
Oh,
they didn't
me.
Report nothing.
They saw nothing. They claimed they did
no,
not.
They
the
saw
whole damn town saw the murder. Speaking of town bully, of the town bully.
That's right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There it is. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued. This says for you. Let me click on it. Confirm receipt. You know it if you're in it. The National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson County in East Central Kansas until 6:15. At 5:31, a severe thunderstorm was located near DeSoto, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. The hazard is 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Overland Park, Olathe, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leawood, Prairie Village, Gardner, Merriam, Mission, DeSoto, Edwardsville, Fairway, Mission Hills, Westwood, Lake Quivira, Westwood Hills, Mission Woods, Countryside, Roland Park, and Clare.
The wind's picking up outside the radio station. Trees are blown. All right. We will keep an eye out. Any word from the text line? Any word on the Weird Al concert tonight at Starlight? Other than he's scheduled to perform? No. I haven't heard anything. Enjoy the show. I will not be there. A North Carolina family is desperate to get home after their dream vacation to Hawaii in April became a medical emergency. Let me read that again. They're desperate to get back home from their dream vacation in Hawaii in April. It is June 26th.
It's almost July.
Ellen Smith, her 37-year-old special needs son Jeffrey, and her husband Patrick, who goes by PJ, arrived in Hawaii on April 9th. Quoting here from Mom, "It's always been my dream to come to Hawaii. He surprised me, and he said, let's do the trip now. Let's make some memories now. The three of them made memories together as they did a land and sea cruise around the islands. When they got off the cruise, PJ, Dad, started feeling sick. Ellen says her husband said to her, I feel like I can't breathe. And we took him to urgent care. We called an ambulance. He's been in the hospital since April 20th. More than 2 months. PJ, Dad, is still in the hospital.
Can you imagine, Scott?
And Ellen and Jeffrey are staying in a hotel as they did not want to leave PJ in Hawaii for the last 3 months.
3 months. And look, don't give me the, well, you're in paradise. I'd love to be in Hawaii 3 months. I don't care how paradise you think, you know, it'd be great to be stranded in the Bahamas. No, it would not. For three, that is not home. You have a job. You have family back home. Yeah. You are in crisis because he's not doing well, and then you can't get anyone to help you get back.
He ended up, according to Ellen, he ended up with a fungal lung infection, which is difficult for someone who's had a transplant. They can't fight it with their immunity. He had to be intubated at one point. Mm-hmm. He's now awake, he's conscious, but still in the hospital. Ellen did find a hospital in North Carolina to accept PJ, as the goal is to get home, but she says it's been a long 3 months. I need to get back to work and start getting paid.
And they have to have an air ambulance to get him back?
I'm assuming as much. That won't be cheap. PJ's medical team says he is not strong enough to go back to North Carolina on a commercial flight. Instead, they would need a medical transport, and the quoted cost on that is $140,000. His private insurance company said, no, we're not paying that. They would take him to the closest hospital, but they felt he was getting adequate care in Hawaii. So they are not paying to transport him back to North Carolina.
Adequate care? I'm not saying they don't know what they're doing in Hawaii. They do. I'm sure he's getting great care there.
I'm sure he is.
But you can't be that far from home for 3 months.
So she did buy travel insurance, smart play. They'll cover it up to $50,000, but they're not going to cover the other 90.
Wow.
So I guess he's stuck. They have started an online fundraiser to see if they can raise the other $90,000 to get him back.
So you guys remember the controversy following the Super Bowl halftime show, right? There was one performer who was off the screen, but the video started rolling out because this performer pulled a flag out of his pocket and started waving it on top of the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, was it
a Palestinian flag or something?
It was. Yeah. So he has just now been arrested for that.
Oh, he got arrested?
After a four-month-long investigation, he turned himself in after they decided to press charges because of what he did during the halftime show.
Because he basically trespassed. He sneaked down there.
Well, no, he was supposed to be part of the show.
But didn't he become part of the show, Sam, specifically for the protest? Do you know what I mean?
It does not specify. But
I think I remember he had planned that entire thing.
They did put out a warrant for his arrest, and he turned himself in.
On what charge?
It does not specify.
I think it's trespass. We'd have to look that up. Look at this. It's coming. If you're in it, you know
it. You're a little excited about
this.
Well,
it's been a while, and let's be honest, we need the rain. I don't know that we need it all at once with the potential for 60-mile-an-hour winds.
He is also one of the individuals who was shot at by former NFL player Antonio Brown in May, allegedly, when a fight broke out outside of a boxing event in Miami.
Court documents released to Fox 4 this week reveal new details about the murder of a 75-year-old Olathe woman. On April 30th, you may recall, Olathe police officers located Karen Peterson dead inside of her residence while conducting a welfare check. The Olathe Police Department announced on May 1st that Peterson's death was being investigated as a homicide. The following day, D'Artagnan Hudgens was charged in Johnson County Court with first-degree murder. The complaint alleges that the killing happened sometime between March 11th through March 21st.
I don't want to talk about this story, but we sort of have to.
Peterson lived with Hudgens at the residence. The two were involved in an intimate relationship, it says here. He was significantly younger than her, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think he was either in his late 30s or early 40s.
And she's 75.
She was 75.
They've known each other for a while through work.
Okay, but here, I have so many questions. The welfare check for her was requested by someone who had last spoken to her on March 9th.
Correct.
Okay, so follow this timeline here. March 9th, someone says, we have not heard from her in a while. Can you please go over and check? So police go over there, knock on the door, kind of look in the windows. They don't see anything suspicious.
Nobody answers.
For all they know, she's on vacation. Yep.
They had no probable cause nor a warrant to enter.
Okay, but we're going to come back to that. Police were also called on April 14th. Again, people were saying, all right, now from March 9th to April 14th, we now haven't heard from her in more than a month. And we know that she's not on vacation, but there's no mail here.
Nobody answered the door that
time. No one answered the door. Police did not have any other information to make a warrantless entry at that time. How long do you have to be missing before they'll go in?
Then on April 30th, Olathe police made the decision to enter Peterson's home. The rear door of that residence was unlocked. Officers say they smelled an odor consistent with decomposition coming from the basement. That's where they found Karen Peterson's body under a missing piece of carpet.
The carpet appeared to have been removed deliberately with a sharp object.
So read that. It was carpet from upstairs following, allegedly, the incident.
Okay. Hudgens told police that on Friday, March 21st, Peterson was angry, but he didn't know why. He said she told him to move out of her house, to which he replied that he had no other place to go. Says he left the house in his vehicle and stayed with a friend. He later checked into a hotel on April 20th. He says he reached out to Peterson on March 22nd, wanting to get his belongings. But she never answered. So he's claiming he didn't do it.
He says he was not in a romantic relationship with her. And because he was unable to help her financially, he helped her with things around the house. I said when this whole thing first went down and they arrested this much younger person, I said off the air, that has to be someone with access to her house. And I said, maybe a handyman. But he was living there. And then in exchange, he said he would help her with odd jobs around the house. By the way, her wallet, phone, key, like all of her stuff was missing. You don't think for 1 second that's not going to come directly back to the accused in this case?
If he did it, he says he didn't do it. He says he called her on the what would have been the day after she was murdered, most likely.
Her license plate was seen regularly all over Johnson County until March 20th. You know they have those license plate readers. Her car was seen regularly throughout Johnson County.
Because she was alive.
Until March 20th.
That's why they think she was murdered on March 21st. He says he called her on March 22nd, and she didn't answer her phone.
And he claims he moved out, went to a buddy's house on March 11th. Despite claiming he had nowhere to go.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. A high-speed traffic stop has led to some serious charges for a man in Florida after the state's highway patrol clocked him speeding at 115 miles per hour with a 10-month-old baby in the back seat.
Oh, my gosh.
The incident unfolded over the weekend on I-75 when troopers pulled over 29-year-old Charles Wheeler II. State trooper said he was speeding, weaving in and out of traffic, tailgating other drivers, and using Snapchat on his phone while behind the wheel. Wheeler's backseat passenger was his girlfriend's 10-month-old child. At one point, trooper said Wheeler nearly crashed while dodging a mattress on the highway.
Did you see what happened in Overland Park?
On the way to jail, deputies say Wheeler's phone began blaring vulgar music.
Oh, great.
What happened in Overland Park?
They did some targeted... Did you get the Lacey email, Sam? They did some targeted enforcement and ended up arresting, like, a lot of people. Like, four or five different agencies, they were doing targeted enforcement of jackball driving. Like,
good.
Aggressive, awful driving. One or two motorbikes or motorcycles were impounded.
Good.
93 traffic stops,
yes.
102 citations, and 3 arrests.
102, Scott.
Good. Several motorcycles.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. People are crazy.
Go ahead, Sam.
We're stopped and cited, one traveling more than 130 miles an hour.
The storm will be in Excelsior Springs at 5:54. And get out of the picture, Joe Lurie. I can't see. Chillicothe at 7 o'clock tonight. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
There's some SLCs outside, and we are all just staring outside. Do you see that thing, Sam?
You mean the cloud?
It's called a storm,
it's
Dana.
It's wafting like smoke.
During the break, we watched a shelf, or what looks like a shelf.
It's beautiful.
From the right side of our viewing area out of our studio windows to now it is almost all the way to the left side. It is moving.
Which is to say it went from west to east.
You know, it's going to be quick, but they are saying we could see wind gusts of 60 miles an hour or more. So, you know, if you don't have to be out right now, don't be out.
Well, I'm supposed to go meet my family for dinner in Waldo.
You know, I might just sit tight for a few minutes before this thing passes. It's so fast moving, Scott.
Sam, we're going to your neck of the woods tonight.
Really?
Heck yeah, where are you going?
I'm not going to tell you.
Don't say that.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll be in your neighborhood.
Big fan of Waldo.
A new study reports that the world's most widely used stimulant, coffee, can extend lifespan and affect how cells respond to genetic damage, though there is a potential complication. A team of researchers in London confirmed that caffeine interacts with the systems that influence aging. The team studied yeast, a single-celled organism that is analogous to human cells and uses similar pathways to manage energy, DNA repair, and stress. I did not know that yeast experienced stress.
We're not listening to you. It is pouring down rain.
Well, the rain has started. That is correct.
So now we're comparing ourselves to yeast? I mean, rats were one thing.
Look at the clouds in Topeka. Carrie just sent this. Look.
Oh, you are obsessed.
What is going on with you?
I'm weather aware.
And Karen Reed trials. I'm weather aware.
Tell me to be weather aware. I'm weather aware.
Oh. Weather and Karen Reed trials. North Korea is opening up a tourist site on its east coast next week. It is a prelude to a new era of its tourism industry, though there is no word on when the country will fully reopen its borders to foreign visitors. You could not pay me $1 million.
Look at it.
Okay.
It is now dark outside of our studios.
I mean, there might as well be a poop cruise going by.
Is this your first storm ever?
No, but we need the rain so bad.
We do need the rain, and we're getting some.
My God.
Spoken like a true homeowner becoming her parents.
Yes. You know, I'm going to tell Bill Glass that.
Yeah. You know what the barometer is.
Well, they've already got the weather report guy.
Okay, do you know the one that they do need? I don't know how to tap my card. They tell me to tap it. I don't know how to tap it.
Sorry?
They tell me constantly, just tap it. You can't. It doesn't work.
What are you talking about?
I've got
about?
One of those fancy bank cards where there's...
Oh, tap your card. Tap,
you tap it.
I thought you
every
said car.
Single time I'm up there, I'm Wait, like, can kidding? I just not stick it in the thing? It's way easier just to put it in there. And they go, no, you're supposed to tap it. I try to tap it. It won't go. And then they look at me like I stole it.
And all you want to do is get it in there.
Yes. Look, I've got the kind that does both.
What if you tap it first and then get it in there?
I have tried every
Aren't they the same
single
thing?
Way imaginable. And then it's like, do you want credit or debit? I'm like, can't you just go back to swiping it? Why can't we just swipe anymore? You either got to put it in the thing or tap it.
And the lady wanted you to tap it.
I want
to
swipe it. Oh. That needs to be the next Bill Glass thing. I'm telling you, I stand there like a 90-year-old senile person.
Yeah, it's the credit card machine's fault.
It is. Go back to swiping. Swiping worked just fine.
Today is National Barcode Day. It was on this date in 1974 that a supermarket in Ohio changed history by swiping a pack of Juicy Fruit gum. That's when the barcode got its start, in 1974. Celebrating birthdays today, Ariana Grande is 32, Derek Jeter is 51, Chris O'Donnell is 55, and Mick Jones from the band The Clash is 70. Patti Smyth, singer, is 68.
Something wicked this way comes.
Okay, all right. Okay. I hope everybody has a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and weirdo co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.